two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 5 o'clock. Today is Friday. How about that? We made it. It's the 7th day of May. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 69 degrees.
Looking good as we start the drive. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this hour, why did a 6th grade student show up at school with a gun and start shooting classmates? That's the question police in Rigby, Idaho are working to answer this morning.
You have that feeling of relief that your kid's okay, but someone wasn't safe. Someone did get hurt.
We're also hearing from more students who hid in their classrooms as soon as shots rang out. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the latest. John?
Amanda, authorities say this 6th grade student took a handgun out of her backpack and started firing at the school in Rigby just after 9 in the morning. Eventually, a teacher disarmed the girl, but not before two other students and a janitor sustained non-life-threatening injuries. The school did have to go into lockdown for about an hour, and one student, Bella Kinghorn, says she was plenty scared.
Me and my friends were, like, all crying and texting our moms and saying that what is going on right now, we were all very scared.
Now, the school will be closed today, although grief counselors are available for anybody who needs them. Prosecutors say this 6th grade girl could be facing 3 counts of attempted murder. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Tense bank hostage situation in St. Cloud, Minnesota is finally over. All 5 hostages safe and sound, and the suspect is in custody. ABC's Kenneth Moten has more.
Overnight, a dramatic end to an hours-long hostage situation in Minnesota. FBI agents and police rushing into this Wells Fargo bank to arrest the suspect. Seconds after a hostage appeared to free himself.
The suspect now charged with bank robbery and kidnapping.
A Fort Jackson trainee is in jail today after hijacking an elementary school bus with children on board. The 23-year-old boarded the bus yesterday morning with a rifle. He held the weapon to the bus driver's head and ordered him to drive. Several miles later, the driver was told to pull over and the children and driver were evacuated. Carolina Essenwine had a 4th grader on that bus.
I just started freaking out. Like, I didn't know what was going on. You hear all of this stuff in the news with people doing random shootings and kidnapping of kids and all this stuff. So I just started freaking out.
Jovan Collazo is charged with multiple counts, including kidnapping, armed robbery, and carjacking.
Police are investigating a TikTok video as a potential new lead in the case of a missing girl from Washington State. She's now been missing for nearly 20 years.
This woman, interviewed in Mexico by a social media personality there, claimed she was kidnapped as a child and is now homeless and said she hopes her family comes to get her. Police say she resembles and claims to be close to the age of Sofia Juarez, who vanished 18 years ago. Police are now hoping to find this woman.
That's ABC's Andrea Fujii.
Authorities in South Jordan are warning about a couple of very aggressive magazine salesmen. Details from KSL TV's Mike Hendrick.
Every so often, a salesperson will come knocking at the door. They'll joke around. They're friendly, right? And why wouldn't they be? They're trying to sell you something. But about 30 seconds into the sales pitch, this young man trying to sell magazines, when he told him he was not interested, the mail became very hostile. 2 racial slurs, a couple of offensive adjectives, and homophobic name-calling.
Police say because there was no direct threat and action from the salesman, there's really nothing they can do.
University of Utah's class of 2021 got to hear from Donovan Mitchell as the keynote speaker at commencement last night. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live this morning with that story. Mary?
Tim, Utah Jazz star Donovan Mitchell says this next year is kind of like the graduates' rookie years. The pandemic put everyone on the sidelines in the past year, but he says it's time for these graduates to get back in the game.
So when the path gets harder, imagine the entire crowd of Vivint is cheering for you. We all know that energy in Vivint beats any other arena. That is the energy of Utah.
He gave about a 10-minute speech over video. He talked about dealing with the pressure of growing up, how academics and getting those stronger helped him play basketball. He also talked about social media and finding mentorship in others. Why, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
The University of Utah awarded President Russell M. Nelson an honorary doctoral degree during commencement. Besides being president of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, he is also a world-renowned former heart surgeon. He was one of three honorary doctoral degree recipients during the all-virtual ceremony. Education advocate Hope Eccles and biotechnology pioneer William J. Rutter were the other two.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.